This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, we are in the first Jummah of Ramadan. We are all aware of the blessed month of Ramadan, and amongst the amal and amongst the deeds that we are called upon to perform and do in Ramadan is the act of fasting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Today I would like to speak about the importance of fasting, the importance of sawm. Ramzan ka babarkat hona, ye to hame sab maloom hai, lekin aaj جس چیز کے اوپر میں بیان کرنا چاہتا ہوں تو وہ صوم اور روزہ کی فضیلت اور ثواب کے بارے میں ہے. And in one way, the blessedness of Ramadan and that of fasting, in one way it is linked and in one way it is distinct. In one way it is distinct and one way it is linked. It is distinct in this way that Ramadan is still blessed for those who can't fast. So it is. تو یہ روزہ اور رمضان کے درمیان جو رابطہ ہے ایک حیثیت سے جڑا ہوا ہے اور ایک حیثیت سے الگ ہے. In one way it is together and one way it is distinct. In what way it is distinct? That Ramadan is blessed even for those who can't fast. So there are people who have valid reasons for not fasting, but Ramadan is still blessed for them. The same reward with regard to, well, for example, Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had said, you make a nafal act, Allah gives you the reward of a faraz act. You make one faraz, Allah reward it 70 times. So even if roza is not faraz upon you, you still get that same reward. But in another way, ek haisiyat se ye alag hua, aur ek haisiyat se ye jura hua hai. In this way that Allah has chosen the month of Ramadan to fulfill the obligation of fasting. Allah Ta'ala ne Ramzan ko chuna, روزہ کی فرضیت کے لئے. سو اللہ تعالیٰ says, فَمَن شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ. Whoever finds this month, he must fast. And حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ has made mention that there is such a link and the blessedness of fasting in Ramadan is so blessed that if you miss one fast in Ramadan, even if you fast for the rest of your life thereafter, and in one riwayat, even if you fast till Qiyamah, you won't make up one fast of Ramadan. This is the blessings with regard to fasting in Ramadan. Now why Allah has made it for us? Now sometimes it so happens that we don't realize the importance. Because it is not a positive deed. It is not something you do. You stay away from something. So sometimes the reward can be missed. We might not realize the importance. کیونکہ یہ ایسے عمل ہے, روزہ ایسے عمل ہے جو کچھ کرنا نہیں پڑتا, چیزوں سے ہمیں روکا گیا اور اس سے ہم بچتے ہیں, تو ہو سکتا ہے کہ اس کے جو ہے وہ ثواب اور اس کی اہمیت دلوں میں نہ ہو. It could happen that we don't realize the importance of it because it is not something that you do. When you make fast, when you do tilawat, you give charity, you are doing something. When you are fasting, you are staying away from something. Now Allah Ta'ala has told us the reason with regard to it in the Holy Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, kutiba alaykumus siyam. Allah has made roza compulsory upon you. Now it is a tendency of humankind that he gives importance to a command according to the one who is giving the command. Insani fitrat hai ke kehne wale ke mutabik qadar karta hai. So according to the one who is giving the command, that command becomes valuable. Now if for example the boss tells you, boss ne kisi ko kaha you are fired, to uska jo hai na wo Al-qadar hota hai. Because the boss is telling you this. And if your boss doesn't tell you, and someone comes and tell you, you are fired, he can tell you 100 times, it means nothing. Right? Or for example, the husband tells the wife, you are talaq. So because he's got authority, he's got qadar, now that wife will regard it as important. Ab jaakar aap kisi aur biwi ko kahe, you go and tell another woman, I give you 100 talaqs. She'll laugh at you. Who are you to come give me talaq? So Allah is the one, according to the one who is giving the command becomes more valuable. Who is giving the command? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O believers, I have made roza compulsory upon you. Agar kehne wale ke qadar na ho, to kahe ke qadar dil mein nahi hoga. Ki dil mein nahi hoti. Ke jo hai na wo kehne wale ke qadar na ho, if you don't value the one who is giving the command, you won't worry about the command. If you don't worry about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't worry about the command. But if you worry and you have authority and you realize the importance of Allah, now you will say, Allah is giving me the command. That roza is for us. Why it is kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum? The way he made it for us upon other people, the people of the past. Now by making mention that roza is for us upon the people of the past, two things. One is to show its importance. And secondly is, it makes it easy for us to accept. Ye kaha ke jo hai na ye sirf aapke liye nahi, dusre logon ke liye bhi farz tha, dusre mazahib walon ke liye. To usme do cheez, ahmiyat bhi badh jati hai aur halka bhi ho jata hai. So by saying that it is compulsory upon the people of the past, two things happen. One is to show the importance, it has always been part of religion. Secondly, it makes it easy for you, not only upon you, it was upon the people of the past. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Why is it for us? For you to gain taqwa. Now what is taqwa? The ulama have given, taqwa is very important. It is made mention, ulama have written in the Quran, 250 times Allah has mentioned taqwa. Daiso martaba Allah ta'ala ne taqwa ko jo hai na ahmiyat di hai Quran mein. There is perhaps no concept that is so emphasized in Islam, in the Quran, the way taqwa is. Daiso martaba, 250 times Allah has made mention of taqwa. Why Allah wants, what is taqwa? In short, just to give you a short, you know, with regard to taqwa, it is the level of consciousness of Allah to think that Allah is with me, wa huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum, that creates a desire in your heart to mold your whole life according to that consciousness of Allah. That is taqwa. That you have such a consciousness that Allah is with you, that you want to lead your entire life according to that consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. Allah ta'ala ki maujoodgi ka wo ihsas jo aapke upar farz karta hai ka hum is shuur ke saath ki Allah hamare saath hai hum apni zindagi guzare. Ye hai taqwa. This is the meaning of taqwa, that you have the presence of Allah. Wa huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going one way, somewhere, and he was very hungry, and he was very thirsty. Saw a shepherd looking after a flock of sheep, said, give me that sheep. You can't give me that sheep, give me the milk of the sheep, right, the female sheep. He said, I can't give you, I'm not the owner of the sheep, I'm only the shepherd, the owner is somewhere else. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to test him said, where is the owner kahai? Where is the owner? Ja raha tha, unhone kaha bhook lagi hui thi. To kisi ko dekha, to ne kaha jane usme se gosht de ya fir jo hai na wo dudh, to ne kaha main malik nahi, I'm not the owner. So he said, give it, no one is here to see you, the owner is not here. To ye jo hai na wo gareeb, he was just a shepherd, to wo aasman ki taraf dekhne laga, unhone kaha fa ayna Allah, Allah kaha hai, malik nahi to Allah to hai. If Allah, the Malik is not here, Allah is here. How can I give you? Even because the Malik might not be here, Allah is here. This is taqwa. That you do something that Allah is watching me at all times. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala ke bare mein hai, that one day Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked him, tell me what is taqwa. So he said, imagine you have to cross a path in which is full of thorns. Aap guzarna chahte aise rasta mein jo hai na wo kaante se bare hue. To ab kaise guzroge? How will you pass by? So he said, Ihtiyat se, I will do so with caution. If you have to pass by a path, that is full of thorns. Or in today's time, aajkal ke jo hai na wo goli mein, you have to cross a road which is full of potholes. What are you going to do? Go this way, go that way, go that way. Tire kharab na ho. My tire mustn't get burst. So that is precaution. Ye hai taqwa. In every part of my life, I mustn't trample upon the commands of Allah. The way you show precaution to stay away from potholes, stay away from guna. That is taqwa. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah has made roza compulsory upon you so that you may gain taqwa. And how you get it also? You stay away from halal things. You stay away from babarkat things. Someone gives you zamzam water to drink after Jummah and you are fasting. This is zamzam pio. Drink zamzam. It is a sign of iman. The more a person drinks zamzam, sign of iman. Drink! I can't drink, I'm roza. Ab zamzam say you can stay away from zamzam because Allah's command. Then why can't you stay away from haram? Zamzam se aap bach sakte ho kyunki ye Allah ka farman hai, to aap haram se kyun nahi bach sakte ho? To ye hai jo hai na, this way Allah Ta'ala builds taqwa in us through the means of fasting. Another aspect with regard to one of the main reasons of fasting is to gain taqwa. The second thing amongst the other things is that through the means of roza and fasting, we learn to give ourselves to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn to sacrifice our desire and we learn to submit to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen ka aham hissa ye hai ki apne aap ko Allah ta'ala ke liye aur Allah ke farman ke liye apne aap ko supur karna. So Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينَمْ مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ. Whose deen is better than the one who submits to Allah? You submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ne jo kaha, usi ke upar hum marne ke liye tayyar. Usi ke liye hum qurbani dene ke liye tayyar. Whose deen is better than the one who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the roza, what are you doing, my dear respected brothers? In the roza, you are submitting to Allah ta'ala against your desire. Ab Gujaratiyon ki aaya hai. In Gujaratis, you know, we all have, after Jummah, they say, sunnat-e Gujarat. The sunnat of Gujarat is to eat dar chawal. Now after roza, after Jummah today, someone tell you, go eat dar chawal. I say, nahi bhai, nahi kha sakta, oh, roza hai. I can't eat, you know, dal and rice. Why? Because it is, I'm fasting. So you submitting to Allah. You want to. Dil to cha raha hai. Lekin hum nahi karte. Kyun? Ye deen Allah Ta'ala ke ahkam hai. So because one of the greatest things is to submit yourself to Allah. And that is what we do in roza. So the second benefit with regard to it is to submit yourself to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third benefit of roza, that is to create sympathy and kindness for people, and especially with regard to the people who are poor. Hamdardi paida karna dusro logon ke liye, khususi taur par jo log gharib, unke liye hamdardi paida karna. So this today we find, my dear respected brothers, we have no kindness, we have no compassion. How can you have kindness and compassion when you're eating three full meals a day? To ye jo hai na dusre logon ke liye meharban hona, narmi ikhtiyar karna, unke upar sadqa khairat karna, bahut se martaba hamare dilon mein nahi hota, kyunki jo hum teen meal jo hai teen din ka khana hum kha rahe. So where do we get the opportunity to become kind and compassionate to people? Really, this is a reality, my dear respected brothers. Look at what is happening in Gaza, right? And initially, we all were, you know, we used to cry, we used to make dua. Then over the years and over the months that has happened now, we don't have that particular type of sympathy. We don't have that type of care. We don't have that compassion. Because we are people who are lacking in compassion. But yet, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said that, he said, Nabi told Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah is kind and compassion. Allah loves kindness and compassion. Oh Aisha, Allah is kind. Allah is compassionate. Allah loves compassion. Allah gives. Allah Ta'ala wo ajr deta hai narmi ke liye, jo sakhti ke liye nahi deta. Lekin hamare andar jo hai na wo narmi nahi hai. So we don't have kindness, we don't have compassion, we don't love the poor. Or Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, oh Aisha, keep the company of the poor. Jaakar unke saath baitho. Go and sit with the poor. Because Allah loves the one who keeps company with the poor. And Mishkat Sharif ki hadith hai, inna li kulli shay'in miftah, wa miftahul jannati hubbul masakin. Each and everything has a key. Har cheez ke ek kunji hota hai. Aur jannat ki kunji, gharibon ke saath jo hai na wo muhabbat karna. To have love for the poor. Today we don't have love for the poor. We look down upon the poor. And we can't identify with the difficulty the poor are going through. You know, I always make mention of this with regard to the French Revolution. There was a revolution against the kings of the French monarchy that time. Right? So because the people were poor, they didn't have food, so they revolted and they protested. So someone went to tell the king and then the people are protesting. Kyun protest kar raha hai? Kyun ihtijaj kar raha hai? Unke paas roti nahi. They don't have bread. To unhone kya jawab diya? Agar bread nahi hai, unke paas roti nahi hai, to wo cake kaal le. If they don't have bread, let them eat cake. Let them eat pastries. They didn't realize that the poor people didn't have money to buy food or bread. Where can they buy money for cakes? Because when you are in that position of eating three full meals a day, how can you identify with the poor? Now all of a sudden you'll find that when you are keeping Rosa and now you're feeling hungry, you start thinking, look at the poor people, how they must be going through it. They're going through it because of circumstances. We are going through it because Allah is commanding. So we are fasting because we have to. It's a farz. Right? If we were not fasting, we would have eaten. They don't have food. So brothers, this is a very important thing. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua. And amongst the duas, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'l al-khayrat wa tarka al-munkarat wa hubb al-masakeen. Oh Allah, give us the ability to do good deeds. Oh Allah, give us the ability to stay away from sin. And oh Allah, give us the ability to love the poor. Eki dua man. Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'l al-khayrat wa tarka al-munkarat wa hubb al-masakeen. So this we learn through the means of fasting. Then there are many other benefits with regard to fasting. I can go on, you know, it's something that I'm very passionate about. I just will. One of it is, you know, you get humility. You know, this pride, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah doesn't like pride and proud and pride and arrogance. Allah Ta'ala takabur ko nahi pasand karta. But through the means of fasting, you come 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon and you see a person who's got so much wealth and normally he's shouting and he's proud and arrogant. You look at him. Tawazo ka johane wa sar chasma, peka. He has humility. Rosa teaches you humility. Rosa teaches you gratefulness. You take for granted. It is so easy. You're going on the road, let me go and buy a bottle of water at the garage in the filling station. Now you feel, I want to drink, I'm thirsty, but I can't drink. The value of a glass of water becomes more, you become more grateful. This is so many benefits in fasting, brothers. We don't realize the benefits of fasting. Then the spiritual benefits with regard to it. So the hadith, kullu amal ibn Adam illa sawm fa innahu li. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every amal of a human being is for him. It is for him besides fasting. So every amal, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is multiplied from 10 to 700 times. Das se saat so guna zyada jo bhi amal ho wo Allah Taala izafa karta hai, Allah Taala ajr deta hai. Illa sawm, except fasting. For innahu li, wo mere liye hai. Allah Taala farmate mere liye hai. وَأَنَا أَجْزِيبِ, I will give the reward for it. تفسیر قرطبی نے اس حدیث کے معاملے میں بہت سارے چیزیں لکھی ہیں. تو میں نے اس کا جنہوں فوٹو سٹیپ بھی کیا ہے. تو انہوں نے یہاں تک لکھا ہے کہ باقی تمام عبادات میں ریاکاری اور نمو اور نمائش ممکن ہے. In every عمل there is the fear of doing it for name and fame and for the sake of boasting. You give someone 10,000 rand in charity and you say, people say, what a generous person. You know, people of the masjid come to you and say, take 50,000 rand. They say, this man is so generous. In every amal, namaz par raha hai, you're reading namaz, you're reading salat. Someone says, look at how nice namaz is reading. He's so pious. Kaise muttaqi hai, kaise parazgar hai. In roza, you can't fool anyone. You can't do it to please anyone. Only Allah knows what the hunger you are going through. And you can go in the pantry and go and have something, no one will know. Therefore, Rosa is the only amal in which there is no name and fame. It is solely for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Baqi tamam ibadat mein kuch na kuch hazz nafs paya jata hai. In every other deed, there is some physical joy. You sometimes love to make namaz. You sometimes like to make dua. Sometimes you like to give charity. Rosa, there is no physical joy. There is only spiritual joy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has referred our other ibadat to human beings. But come fasting, He didn't refer it to human beings, He only referred it to Himself. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِالصَّلَاتِكَ. Don't make your salat, you know, loud or show to show people. And with regard to Rosa, what He said? أَصَوْمُلِي. Fasting is for me. Or one of the greatest particular, you know, benefits of it. باقی تمام عبادات کرامن کاتبین کے لئے ظاہر ہوتے ہیں. وہ انہیں لکھ لیتے ہیں. مگر روزہ کا علم اور اظہار کا بغیر حق تعالی شانوں کے سوا کسی کو نہیں ہو سکتا. All other deeds become known to کرامن کاتبین. They know 2 rakats نماز, half supara Quran, 1,000 صدقہ and charity. Whatever you have done, they know how to write it. But when it comes to for fasting, وہ ایک روایت میں بھی ہے کہ کرام الکاتبین آسک اللہ تعالیٰ, یا اللہ یہ روزہ یہ رکھ رہا ہے, ہی از کیپنگ فاسٹنگ, ہاؤ ڈو وی رائٹ اٹ, ہاؤ ڈو وی ریکارڈ اٹ. اور اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں, بھائی یو ڈونٹ ہیو دا کیپیسٹی ٹو ریکارڈ اٹ, لیو اٹ, آئی ول گیو دا ریوارڈ, آئی ول گیو دا ریوارڈ, اصوم لی و انا اجزی بھی. تو روزہ برادرز از ا ویری امپورٹنٹ. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ان فی الجنت بابا یقال له ریان, ان جنت دیر از ا ڈور نون ایز ریان. The angels were called Rosadar Kahai. We are the people who kept fast. Waaja is darwaze se. And when everyone has come who has kept Rosa, everyone else, the door is broken, is closed. You haven't kept Rosa, you go to another door. Ye nahi hai ki wo amal acha nahi, wo amal acha hai. Lekin dusre darwaze se jaye. Or this is only for the people who kept Rosa. And therefore, my dear respected brothers, look at the dua we read at the time when we break our fast. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lissa'imi farhatan." There is two joys for a person who keeps roza and fast. Sa'im, yeah, farhatun hina yuftar. One particular joy is when he breaks the fast. Everyone looks forward to it. Now we count, kitna, half a second left, 1 minute left. Now we can have that one khajur, we can have water, right? So there is a joy when you break, and there is a joy when you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That joy will be even greater. کبھی میں سوچتا ہوں, اب تل بفور رمضان مغرب اذان واز ویٹنگ فار اس, مغرب اذان ہمارے انتظار کر رہے تھے, اور آج ہم مغرب اذان کے انتظار میں ہیں. ٹوڈے وی آر ویٹنگ فار مغرب اذان. اینڈ دیئر فور دیٹ بیوٹیفل دعا, ذهب الظم وابتلت العروق وثبت العجب, ان شاء اللہ. When you first take the few sips of water and you take kajur, then you must make this dua, ذهب الظم. Our thirst have become quenched, and our throats have, which were dry, have become wet. وثبت العجر, and inshallah Allah will give us the reward. May Allah Ta'ala make all our fasting full of barakah and full of reward. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.